it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Anchor Restaurant has new owners. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Siminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, we now know who those winning bidders were. A group including Wichita realtor Bobby Lane, her husband Jonathan Lane of Lane Insurance Group, and Parabolic Construction owner Adam Church had the winning bid of $1.99 million, though they're not saying exactly yet what they'll be doing with the property. In a video, Bobby Lane said, "This just isn't about purchasing a building. It's about investing in the future of Wichita." You'll remember the Anchor was seized by the state earlier this year for unpaid taxes. The restaurant at 1109 East Douglas was part of a structured auction being held by McCurdy Real Estate and Auction. The Temple Live Entertainment venue at the Scottish Rite Center in downtown Wichita has closed its doors. Lance Beatty, founder and CEO of the Beatty Capital Group that owned the Temple Live brand, told the Business Journal Monday the Wichita venue is one of five closing nationally. The company notified employees on Monday. Beatty acquired the Scottish Rite building in 2009 for a new events venue, and it was the third Masonic temple the company purchased. Temple Live venues in Cleveland, Illinois, and Arkansas also closed. And Ascension Via Christi is seeking to rezone a large swath of land on its St. Teresa Hospital campus, just west of Wichita city limits, that could pave the way for commercial development. The request covers about 110 acres of land around the 16-year-old hospital, which is located at 21st and 151st Street West. The property is currently zoned for medical uses, but the nine parcels of land mentioned could be commercial use someday if approved by a Sedgwick County Citizens Advisory Board and the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
And business news brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. So let me get this straight, Kirk. The Shrine Temple's been sold or abandoned. What's going on? I'm talking about the beautiful old structure with the auditorium in it and all that.
The Scottish Rite Center, yeah, it's at First and I forget which street it is, but First and Topeka, it's on First Street.
Wow.
Yeah. The Temple Live, yeah, the Beatty Capital Group owned Temple Live, and they've closed five venues around the country, and so their employees were laid off yesterday.
So that building, though, somebody will do something with it, I hope.
I'm sure there'll be very interested parties in that building.
It's a beautiful building, really, really something. All right. Today is National When Pigs Fly Day, reminding us that sometimes even seemingly impossible things can happen. So what exactly is National Pigs Fly Day? Some people say it's a day of hope. Others say it's a day of miracles. It is when something that was considered to be impossible happens, according to the people who celebrate it, you know. And pigs fly. Somebody once said, you know, I'd like to see the day when it'll be when pigs fly, when somebody does 7,000 radio shows as a duo. Yeah, right? So I guess we celebrate every day, Ted.
Yes, we do. We defy the odds every day.
We defy the odds daily. Here at show number 7009 here and still going. Oh, Kirk, did you ever catch a foul ball at a baseball game?
Been a long, long time, but yeah, when I was a kid.
Yeah. I had a friend whose home, Leslie's home, was right behind Lawrence Dumont Stadium across the parking lot there. Mm-hmm. Texas and
on
whatever.
Texas Street, yeah.
And her little brothers, she had three brothers, and those guys in the summertime on their little banana bikes or whatever they call them, they'd be out there and they had big plastic bags filled with baseballs. And the NBC tournament was going on. Every time a foul ball came out, those guys were scrambling for it. They had about five dozen when I saw them there. So they had a regular business going on. Anyway, there you go. And nobody ever accosted them and tried to take them away from them. So there you go. Got a story about a man in Canada named Casper Lincoln. He was arrested the other day after he was caught driving through town in a child-sized pink Barbie Jeep.
Oh, my.
Casper claims he was
not
being...
exactly going to blend in.
Claims he was being lazy and decided to take the Jeep out on a Slurpee run.
Aha. Uh-huh.
While a friend walked alongside him.
Mm-hmm.
Says he drove on the sidewalk mostly, but he did drive on the side of the road, too, and that's what got him into trouble. Cop pulled him over, noticed some real violations. Casper had a suspended license, and he also had a blood alcohol level above the legal limit.
Of course he did.
Yeah. He was driving that little Barbie car, and yeah, there you go. He looked a little suspicious doing that. All right, I'd like to inform you about what's going on at the Kansas State Fair where that heavy rainfall has closed down all the on-grounds parking lots until further notice. And with the exception of handicap parking near Gate 5 on State Fair Road. Guests may park on the west side of the Hutchinson Sports Arena and Stringer Fine Arts Center on East 11th and Hutchinson beginning at 7:30 this morning, just about a half hour ago. There's a shuttle service.
I was going to say, that's a little ways away from the fairgrounds.
You got three buses running approximately 15 minutes, transporting patrons to and from the fairgrounds with drop-off and pick-up at Gate 9 on Plum Street. It says to be patient, allow extra time for travel. Buses will leave the fairgrounds at 10 p.m. And my recollection is there is, of course, on-street parking to the west of the fairgrounds there in the residential area. I parked there before. But, I got a shuttle berth. Anyway, this is going to go on, looks like, for about the next 40 hours or so. If you want more information, check their webpage. You got a very, very, very good webpage at Kansas State Fair and find out exactly what's going on there. All right.
Well, there's a decent amount of parking around that sports complex because that's also right in there with the Cosmosphere as well. So if you're going to use the shuttle and it's running to and from that area, not too bad a place to park.
We have a serial Guinness World Record breaker from Spain, defeated one of his own titles by running 328 feet backward in 16 and a half seconds, wearing high heels. Christian Roberto Lopez Rodriguez broke the record for the fastest 100 meters backward in high heels, which he previously set at 20 seconds during an appearance on Spanish TV. Record-keeping organization's rules for the record required Rodriguez's shoes to have heels of at least 2.76 inches and be no wider than 0.59 inches at the tip. So there you go. If you're out there and you'd like to bring a little attention to Wichita, maybe somebody out there ought to try to break that record, Ted.
Well, thank goodness there are rules.
I'm sure there are people in Wichita who would like to run 100 yards backwards.
Whoever did that would, be doing it backwards and get into a pothole.
Yeah.
That would be the lawsuit to end all lawsuits.
Oh, my gosh. All right, 8:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it is time for sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we'll start out with, we will have a football talk tonight. It's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtus. That'll be at 5 p.m., the Chiefs coming off that season-opening loss in Brazil. Next up is the home opener, Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead, hosting the team that beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Philadelphia Eagles.
Rematch.
Yeah, so boy, a lot to talk about tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. That'll be 5 p.m. on KFH tonight. And then right after that, we'll join the Royals game on the road at Cleveland for baseball action.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As the Royals are still trying to get a playoff spot, but things did not go well last night.
Cleveland starting pitcher Slade Ciccone took a no-hitter into the eighth inning, shutting out the Royals over eight frames as the Guardians beat the Royals 10-2. Royal starter Ryan Burgert, who grew up near Cleveland in Canton, Ohio, had his roughest outing as a Royal. He gave up 8 runs on 11 hits over 3 1/3 innings. The big inning for Cleveland, their 6-run fourth. Michael Massey broke up Ciccone's no-hit bid, leading off the 8th with a single to left center field.
Yeah, just another game where the Royals' offense did nothing. Only 3 singles, that was it.
Ooh.
The 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters in the Royals' lineup went 0-for-14.
Man.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Cleveland wins 4 in a row and jumps over the Royals, trying to get that last playoff spot. That's not good either. You heard the game last night on 1330 AM KNSS.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.